This newscast is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Carsonville Village officials are waiting to hear back from the state if their request for $1 million has been approved. If the funding is received, it will be used to replace the 60-year-old hand-dug well, create two new wells, build a new water tower, and update the water main system. The Michigan House of Representatives approved the financial request, and it is in the process of being reviewed by the state Senate. The Sandusky City Council meeting structure has been changed. After debating the suggestion for several months, the council approved the creation of a new standing committee as well as new committee of the whole. The new meeting segment is the Public Safety Committee, which is the city's sixth committee. Serving on that committee will be the mayor and the entire council. That committee will meet after each council meeting to make recommendations for the council to act on during a future meeting. In other matters, an agreement was approved to rent a portion of the Diamond Trail for the operation of a farmer's market. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is backing bipartisan efforts in Congress aimed at blocking Chinese-made connected vehicles from entering the U.S. market, saying the move is necessary to protect both the nation's economy, national security, and our interest. Whitmer said Michigan's auto industry supports hundreds of thousands of jobs and warned that heavily subsidized foreign competition could threaten factories and workers across our state. The governor pointed to concerns already being seen in Europe, Canada, and Mexico, where lower-cost Chinese vehicle imports have increased pressure on automakers and suppliers. Whitmer said allowing those vehicles into the American market would lead to reduced production, plant closures, and job losses in manufacturing communities. She also raised concerns about security tied to vehicle technology, saying connected software systems in foreign-controlled vehicles could collect sensitive information about American drivers and our infrastructure. The proposed Connected Vehicle Security Act of 2026 would prohibit the import, sale, or manufacturing of connected vehicles tied to foreign adversaries, including China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, while giving the U.S. Department of Commerce authority to enforce compliance. The governor said Michigan will continue focusing on strengthening domestic manufacturing and automotive supply chains. Since taking office, Whitmer's administration has invested in electric vehicle production, battery manufacturing, workforce training programs, and charging infrastructure projects designed to expand the state's role in the future of auto industry. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back with a look at more news. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has officially ended remote participation for attorneys and accredited representatives during field office interviews. Under the new policy, effective today, legal representation must be physically present at all affirmative asylum and Nicaraguan Adjustment and Central American Relief Act interviews. Exceptions to this mandate will only be granted under highly specific pre-approved circumstances. The adjustment comes alongside stricter guidelines regarding broader enforcement protocols, and individuals entering the United States via the southwest border or adjacent coastal boundaries face a baseline presumption of asylum ineligibility. Applicants must now provide substantial documentation to either demonstrate a formal exception or successfully rebut this legal presumption during their in-person hearings. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167 today.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting. It's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.